One thing I found encouraging this week, because, you know, you come in after a loss like that at home, knowing what's ahead, which we'll get to in a minute, you know, us at least, we kind of are gloom and doom on the first part of Monday. And let's just be honest. One thing I found encouraging was the coaches and the players have not been in that mindset. And I liked hearing all those guys say, this is fixable. We've watched what we've done wrong, and it's a couple of guys here, a couple of guys there. We've all got to be on the same page, play as a team, and it's fixable. And I really liked what Dwight Lowry said on Monday. He's like, listen, the Ravens are not going to feel sorry that we gave up a 74-yard pass and that we're 2-4 and that we have to go on the road and then we're going to play this Baltimore team. He's like, they don't care. And he's like, and we need to know that. And we are the only ones that are going to be caring about that. And we got to fix it. And it sounds like it's encouraging when they watch film that it is fixable.
Another great quote from Lowry. He said, losers point fingers at each other in locker rooms on losing teams. We don't do that here. We don't do that in this locker room. And he said, we're here to learn from our mistakes. And that's what I like, accountability. You know, these guys came out in front of the cameras and said, yeah, we dropped balls. We did things we're not used to doing, and that cost us the game. So now they're professionals. Let's correct it. Let's fix it. Let's go to Baltimore and do something about it.
And that's been a big thing is you know, I understand as being a prominent member of Falcons Twitter, you know, I understand where the kind of temperature is right mm-hmm. now. But within the locker room, I mean, there is a lot of confidence. There is a lot of belief that they can turn this around. And that's just contagious. I mean, it's like you said, you come in on Monday and it's a little bit doom and gloom, but then you get around the players who are, you know, that's the group of guys who can do something about it. That's a group of guys that suffered the loss and they're confident that they can turn it around. And that's been, you know, the most encouraging thing to me is talking to these guys. I'm just coming off an interview with Anton Smith where he looked me right in the face and he said, I truly believe that we're going to turn this around. And, you know, it was just me and him in a room together. You know, there was no cameras, no other. He said, I truly believe we can turn this around. Yeah, and that kind of belief is just, I mean, it's not a talking point. It's not just some canned speak that, you know, these guys truly have faith in each other. And I think it's just a matter of coming around. And the word consistency has been thrown around a lot. And I know it's kind of become a buzzword, but I think there's some truth to it. You know, you fix some of those consistency issues, and I think you're maybe dealing with a pretty good football team.